While attempts by congressional Republicans to end the Affordable Care Act have stalled, a bipartisan group of representatives has come up with a plan to stabilize the health care law. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that that group includes several local lawmakers.
After years of touting repeal and replace, some Republicans in Congress are now using the S word.
From my perspective, we need to stabilize it.
Congressman Ryan Costello represents Pennsylvania's 6th District, primarily in Berks, Chester, and Montgomery counties. Along with Brian Fitzpatrick from Bucks County and Patrick Meehan from Pennsylvania's sprawling 7th District, he's promoting a bipartisan plan to shore up the embattled law. Analysts say the most critical part of that plan is making sure the federal government keeps paying what are called cost-sharing reduction subsidies. That's the $7 billion the government will pay insurance companies this year to offset the cost of covering low- and middle-income consumers. President Donald Trump has threatened to end these subsidies, which could raise premiums by nearly 20%. Georgetown University research professor Sabrina Corlett says this plan, which also calls for subsidizing coverage of pre-existing conditions, would steady the marketplace.
These are common sense fixes to the market to make sure that the insurance companies that are involved stay involved.
But the success of this or any new healthcare legislation depends as much on who's working on it as what's in it, says Len Nichols, professor of health policy at George Mason University.
The single most important thing that makes it valuable is the fact that it has bipartisan support.
The U.S. Senate seems to be picking up that bipartisan baton. It announced Tuesday that the Health Committee will hold discussions on the Affordable Care Act with Democrats and Republicans starting in September. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.